91X News.
It's minus 8 and sunny at 3 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. Police in the U.S. are stepping up patrols after the deadly mosque attack in Quebec last night. Aaron Katursky has all the details for you.
There are roughly 175 mosques here in New York City, and police said they'll pay special attention to some of them and to other houses of worship following the attack in Quebec. The NYPD assigned heavily armed officers from its Critical Response Command to extended tour coverage at certain mosques. This is standard response after a terror attack outside the country, even though there's no known threat to mosques here.
Two people have been arrested in connection to the Quebec City attack, and police say while they do not believe other people were involved, the investigation is still ongoing. Hundreds of protesters gathered at the U.S. consulate in Toronto today to denounce U.S. President Donald Trump's travel ban on people from seven Muslim countries. Demonstrators also urged Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau to scrap an agreement that bars refugees from Canada if they come through the United States. Among the protesters was Sarah Follette, who was carrying her small daughter.
I'm here today with my daughter because of a really intense sense of needing to do something after watching from across the border and feeling like there's something really horrible going on and needing to speak out.
The New Democrats are calling for an emergency debate on Parliament on how Canadians will be affected by the travel ban. A federal inmate who walked away from a correctional facility in Kingston last week has been arrested. Police say that the man walked away from the Henry Trail Community Correctional Center on Sunday night last week. The 51-year-old has convictions that include sexual assaults, kidnapping, assault, and possession of a weapon. Police say a citizen recognized the inmate at a shopping center in Cornwall, Ontario on Thursday night and alerted local authorities. The inmate was arrested without incident. HMV employees across Ontario are starting to look for other work following Friday's announcement that the chain is closing its doors. Employees at the store in Kingston say that they found out on the news and through social media that they would soon be out of a job. An Ontario judge approved an application to put the financially troubled chain into receivership. All of the stores must close their doors by April. Toyota has relinquished the title of world's biggest automaker. Cindy Kozel reports that the automaker sold just over 10 million vehicles worldwide in 2016. That's just below Volkswagen, which sold almost 10.5 million.
Japanese automaker Toyota held the auto crown for the past 4 years, although it fell behind General Motors in 2011 when production was hit by a quake and tsunami in northeast Japan. Detroit-based GM was the top-selling automaker for more than seven decades until Toyota surpassed it in 2008.
General Motors reports its final sales for 2016 next week. If GM's numbers fall short, it will be the first time that Volkswagen has become number one. That's QNET News on 91X to 303. In sports, the Loyalist Lancers women's volleyball team won their fifth game in a row this weekend, beating La Cité. The team scored an astounding 13 aces on serves during the match. The women's team is currently sitting at third in the East Division with an 11-4 record. Their next game will be against the Durham Lords on Thursday. The Loyalist men's basketball team improved their record to 7-7 on the season with a win over La Cité this weekend, too. The Lancers won their game by a final score of 66-51. The team will next play the St. Lawrence Vikings on Wednesday. And on the ice over the weekend, the Trenton Golden Hawks crushed Lindsay with an absolutely dominating 9-1 win yesterday. The Golden Hawks are sitting at 38-6-1 on the season and have guaranteed themselves a spot in the playoffs. Their next game will be against Stouffville on Friday. It was a battle of tennis legends at the Australian Open's men's final this weekend.
They battled for five sets, and the last point went to
the remarkable Roger Federer.
ESPN's Chris Fowler. It's the 35-year-old tennis star's first major win in nearly 5 years. And Federer was grateful he made it to the final against 30-year-old Rafael Nadal.
No draws, but if there was going to be one, I would have been very happy to accept the draw tonight and share it with Rafa, really.
Nadal, who had won most of their Grand Slam finals before this one, was gracious.
It was a great match. Probably Roger deserved a little bit more than me.
Federer's 18th Grand Slam title. Mona Rivera, ABC News.
Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now the forecast for Belleville. Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of minus 6. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of minus 12. And for tomorrow, flurries and a high of minus 1. At 3:05, it's minus 8. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. News on 91X, next.